That was Jan Dean, Jan and Dean, and Surf City, a song obviously referring to the 1960s surfing craze, particularly on the west coast of California. It's 26 minutes to 4, and on Sunday, America celebrates 200 years of independence, and the latest census that we have shows that the population of the United States of America is 209 million people. And of those, of course, the biggest city is New York. That 9 million people live in New York. Roughly 7 million in Los Angeles, and 7 million in Chicago, 4 million in Detroit, and in San Francisco and Washington, 3 million each. Awful lot of people in the world, aren't there, to think it all started with Adam and Eve and an apple. I shall never eat apples again.
Silver coins that jingle jangle, fancy shoes the dance in time. Oh, the secrets of her dark eyes, they did sing a gypsy rhyme. Yellow clover entangled blossoms in a meadow silky green, where she held me to her bosom, just a boy of 17. I recall a gypsy woman, silver spangles in her eyes, ivory skin against the moonlight, and the taste of life's sweet wine. Soft breezes blow from fragrant meadows, stir the darkness in my mind. Oh, gentle woman, you sleep beside me, and little know who haunts my mind. Gypsy lady, I hear your laughter, and it dances in my head, while my tender wife and babies slumber softly in their beds. I recall a gypsy woman, silver spangles in her eyes, ivory skin against the moonlight, and the taste of life's sweet wine.
That was Don Williams, and I recall a gypsy woman. It's 22 minutes to 4, gazing into my crystal ball. I can see that in about 10, 12 minutes' time, we shall be having David's Daily Dolly. If you've just joined us, welcome along to the David Hamilton Show, the last one before the American Bicentennial celebrations on Sunday. And so, therefore, what we're doing today is we're playing every other record with the title of an American town or city. And this one comes from Redbone. It's called The Witch Queen of New Orleans. New Orleans in the state of Louisiana and the home of traditional jazz. Although this doesn't quite come into that category.
Mari, Mari, da voodoo, vo. She'll put a spell on you. Mari, Mari, da voodoo, vo. She'll put a spell.
I'm gonna tell you a story, strange as it might.
The sound of Redbone, the Witch Queen of New Orleans. You're heading north on the M6 in Staffordshire. We have some important information for you.
Radio 1,
due to an accident, there are long delays on the M6 travelling north between Junction 12, the A5 turning near Cannock, and Junction 13, the A449 turning to Stafford. Motorists travelling north on the M6 are advised to use another route to avoid these delays. Once again, that's an accident delaying northbound traffic on the M6 between Junctions 12 and 13 in Staffordshire. From the motoring items that we've had through today, one has the impression that there are quite a few hold-ups around the country. There's an awful lot of traffic on the roads. This happened last weekend. Good weather and a lot of traffic, particularly heading for the resorts. Unless you have to set off by car this weekend, I should stay at home. That's the best advice.
Number one across the nation, Radio 1.
Looking good to me. Come on now. turn around. Take two steps out, two steps back.
All laughing at me away there because I was talking to my producer on the telephone, and then suddenly the record finished. I had to throw my headphones on very quick. It's all these little technical things that happen that make life fun here. Anyway, that was Archie Bell on the drills and the Soul City Walk. That, of course, is one of the sounds to come out of Philadelphia. And Philadelphia has a very interesting musical history, too. We won't go into the full musical history of Philadelphia, but certainly in the last few years, last two or three years, the emergence of the new Philadelphia sound has been an extremely interesting one, and, of course, has launched the career of people like Archie Bell on the drills, whom you heard there, and other artists such as Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, Billy Paul, and of course the Three Degrees. Some lovely music out of Philadelphia, rather, and I'm sure there'll be some more good sounds coming from Philly in the future. Change of location now to Phoenix, Arizona, and the sound of Glen Campbell.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving, 'cause I've left that girl so many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch and give me a call. But she'll just hear that phone keep on ringing off the wall. That's all. By the time I make Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly, call my name out low, and she'll cry just to think I'd really leave her. Though time and time I've tried to tell her so, she just didn't know I would really go.
That, in fact, is one of the most recorded songs of all time, written by Jim Webb. There have been about 250 versions of that particular song, a great tribute to any songwriter that 250 different artists should want to record it. And that is perhaps the most famous version of all by Glen Campbell of By the Time I Get to Phoenix. Phoenix, as I told you, in the state of Arizona. And also in Arizona state, of course, is the beautiful Grand Canyon. And fly over that and you'll see one of the really great wonders of the world. That's something that I haven't done, but maybe one day might get around to it, you never know. We're going to get around to this at 10 to 4.
Radio 1.
Darling, my love.
Darling, darling.
Darling, my love. Sweet, sweet. Darling, my love.
Darling,
my love.
It's David's Daily Dolly.
This is Phyllis Davis, 35 Blackmill Road, near Bridgend in Glamorgan, South Wales, says, could you play a record and make my daughter Wendy your David's Daily Dolly? Can you think of a song with her name in it? Yes, we can indeed. We're going to play the one by the Beach Boys. We've got another one here that comes from Ms. Suzanne Wills. There's an up-to-date thing for you. My friend Wendy Warner of Fulbeck Heath Grantham would like to be your Daily Dolly. She's better known to some as Madden or Tinkerbell. We'd like you to play Wendy by the Beach Boys. This message comes from her nieces and nephew, who are Sarah Jane, Claire Louise, Samantha Joy, Lynn Marie, Benjamin Nathan, and finally, little old Suzanne. That's me here at the Beach Boys and Wendy. That one makes me feel like Peter Pan, being with Wendy. That was the Beach Boys and Wendy. Maybe I am Peter Pan. We would like to play that one for Wendy's Everywhere, and if you'd like to know what your name means, once again, we have looked you up, and I can tell you that Wendy means young wanderer. You better come back, Wendy. Reminder of the address, if you'd like to be David's Daily Dolly, DDD, David Hamilton Show, BBC, London, W1A4WW. Chuck Berry singing about the home of another great rocker, Elvis. That was called Memphis, Tennessee. Summer Sounds from Radio 1 with plenty of music from America. This is Starbuck up to the news. Moonlight Feels Right, this is called. Don't forget yours truly and Mark Bolan on the round table with Roscoe at 4:30.
The wind blew some luck in my direction. I caught it in my hands today. I finally made a tricky French connection. You winked and gave me your okay. I'll take you on a trip beside the ocean and drop the top of Chesapeake Bay. Nothing like the scattered dose of potion. The moon will send you on your way. Moonlight feels right. Moonlight feels right. We'll lay back and observe the constellations and watch the moon smiling bright. Play the radio on southern stations, 'cause southern builds a hill at night. You say you came to Baltimore from Ole Miss, a class of 7-4 gold ring. The eastern moon looks ready for a wet kiss to make the tide rise again. Moonlight feels right. Moonlight feels right.
Starbuck and Moonlight Feels Right.
On Radio 1 247, this is the David Hamilton Show. 5 days a week from 2 until 4:30. Satisfaction guaranteed. David Hamilton, afternoon music for afternoon people. On Coast to Coast Radio, National Radio 1.
And at 4 o'clock on National Afternoon Radio, it's time for the latest news with Ruth Cubbin.
Britain's official reserves last month dropped by just over £50 million, a much lower figure than expected. Dealers expected the...